Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. It is Picks Day here on Send It In. We got the PJ Pick 5 in college football and the NFL. I'll get my five favorite bets out for the weekend. We'll also dive into my favorite player props for Week 14 in the NFL as well. Lucy Bird's going to join us later on the show for Model Making Money. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. Clean sweep yesterday in college basketball. We got a couple more college basketball plays today. We also got a great Thursday night game between the Packers and the Lions. Couple of bets there in that one. Also, any bets that you guys have for us, whether it's college football, NFL, college hoops, NBA, whatever on your mind, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And also, if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this show rolling. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line and kicking it off on a Thursday. Caroline Fenton joins us. Give her a follow on X at CarolineFenton1. Does great work. Yahoo Sports, SiriusXM, College Radio as well. Caroline, we have made it to championship week. It's one of the best weeks of the year in college football. And I just love the new format with the 12-team playoff because, like, look at all these spreads and all these games this week, right? It's like field goal, 2.5, 3.5. All the games should be close and come right down the wire. We'll start with one of those games in the SEC. We get a rematch from earlier in the year between Texas and Georgia. Really interesting game, Caroline. Texas favored by 3 in Atlanta. What are your thoughts?
There's a lot to love about the 12-team format. There's also a lot to hate about the 12-team format, but I think when you look at all of these conference championship games and realize that a majority of them are win and get in, like, that's the kind of conference championship weekend that I want to see, that these games matter. This is one of the few ones between Georgia and Texas that I think winner and loser get in. It's just a matter of who gets a first round bye and seeding, and if one or the other loses this game, are they still hosting a home playoff game? All week long, I've been picking Georgia because it's the Kirby Smart element of it all, where Kirby Smart and Georgia goes into a game as an underdog, and he plays the whole, you know, bulletin board material. Everyone counted us out. Nobody picked us to win, which obviously, of course, is never the case. But we know that Kirby Smart is a master constructor and manipulator of some bulletin board material. But the more and more I thought about this game, the more and more I thought about the matchups and more consistency that we've seen from Texas, the more and more I lean that Texas is not only going to win this game, but they're also going to cover. And I say that for a few reasons. One, Kirby Smart spoke to the media earlier this week, and he said that The status of Trevor Etienne is still very up in the air, and he said against Georgia Tech he wasn't even really close. Well, that was only a week ago. So if Trevor Etienne is not available in this game, then how can I trust Carson Beck to take care of the football against this Texas defense when he hasn't really been taking care of the football all season long? He's been better as of late, hasn't thrown an interception in any of his last three games, but this is an elite Texas defense. And if Texas wins the national championship, it will be because of their defense and how complete they are. The other thing is, Georgia's been a little vulnerable against rushing quarterbacks all season long. Gave up 117 yards and two touchdowns against Jalen Milroe, 50 yards against Jackson Dart, which might not seem like the biggest total in the whole entire world, but Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe are two very different quarterbacks. And Jackson Dart being able to do what he did with his legs coming off of an injury early in that game, I thought was impressive. And then obviously this past week against Haynes King, gave up over 100 rushing yards and three touchdowns to Haynes King. Quinn Ewers is banged up. The ankle's banged up. But Texas's X factor is Arch Manning. We saw Arch Manning come in against Texas A&M on 4th and 2, and he popped off a 10-yard touchdown run. We've seen Arch Manning and his mobility and his ability to use his legs. I wouldn't be surprised to see Arch Manning at some point in some form or fashion in this game. So the more and more I think about it, whether it's the lines of scrimmage, whether it's Texas on third down, whether it's, you know, turnovers, and that's going to be a massive point in this game. I like Texas, but I would be surprised 0% if Georgia's able to pull out a win, because that's just what Georgia does on this field in kind of games like this with a potential first round bye on the line. But I think the more and more I think about it, the more and more I like the consistency and the completeness of Texas.
What about in the Big Ten title game, Caroline? We got Penn State, who's searching for that real signature win in the James Franklin era, going up against Oregon. This line seems a little fishy, right? Like, first glance, yeah. Oregon's undefeated. They're number one. They win big games. Penn State, again, they don't win these kind of games. Oregon only 3.5. Is this a trap line? Do you like Penn State, or do you think the Ducks take care of business?
This is the kind of line where I have to think, what does Vegas know that we don't know? But then I also remind myself, well, Vegas is wrong a lot. And Vegas has been wrong a lot throughout this season. This seemed to me like very much so a trap line, but it also at the same time feels like easy money. Oregon -3.5 against a Penn State team that I don't know how they're going to be able to outscore Oregon. If they do, this game, it's very simple to me. It comes down to three people for Penn State. It comes down to Nick Singleton running the football. If Oregon has any weakness, it's, I guess, their run defense. That's, I think, 26th in the country. They're giving up about 3.5 yards per carry. That's not really even bad by any stretch of the imagination. That's just the one glaring weakness on this team. So it's running the football with Catron Allen and Nick Singleton. It's going to be Tyler Warren. Like, if Penn State wins this game, it is because Tyler Warren goes off. But I have to think that that's Oregon's game plan, at least defensively. We don't let number 44 beat us. We will not let Tyler Warren beat us. Now, obviously, that's easier said than done, but I don't see any sort of other offensive passing attack other than Tyler Warren. I think for Penn State, it also comes down to Abdul Carter on the defensive side of the ball. He's got 10 sacks this year. He's been absolutely such a game wrecker. And Oregon and Dylan Gabriel have not seen a defensive player of that caliber all season long. I don't see how Penn State's able to match up with Evan Stewart and Tez Johnson at the wide receiver position. Tez Johnson, who's coming back from a shoulder injury. I don't see Penn State being able to match the level of physicality at the lines of scrimmage. Oregon's defense also is still very good. I know Penn State's defense is elite, but it's not like Oregon is lacking in any form or fashion in that department. So just looking at the amount of explosiveness and the playmakers that Oregon has offensively, I don't think Penn State is going to be able to match that. So I think it's my favorite bet of the weekend is Oregon -3.5 and getting a first round bye.
All right, yeah, if that happens, they will be the number one team in the college football playoff. Couple more conference championships, Caroline, I want to get your thoughts on in a couple minutes. We got Arizona State and Iowa State in the Big 12 championship. Of all the Power 4 championship games, this is the one I have no thoughts on. I think you can make a case for either side. 2.5 feels about right. ASU is hot. Iowa State's kind of been consistent all year. How do you see this game playing out?
It's Cam Scadaboo. That's it. It is Cam Scataboo's world, and we are all just living in it. Cam Scataboo is top 10 in the country in every single statistical rushing category. He's averaging 130 yards a game on just on the ground. But Cam Scataboo is also Arizona State's second leading receiver this season. He has 17 rushing touchdowns. That's tied for ninth in all of college football. Cam Scataboo has the ability to take over and has taken over in so many games in Arizona State's schedule so far and in the biggest games. If Iowa State's defense has a weakness, it's very obviously and very glaringly their rush defense. They're 96th in college football. They're 14th in the Big 12. They're giving up 170 yards a game on the ground. You're telling me that Cam Scataboo is going up against that run defense? I think that spells Arizona State covering all day long. The only pause that I have with this game is that Jordan Tyson, Arizona State's leading receiver, is out in this game. He's their leading receiver, and it's really not even close. And Cam Scataboo is number two. So for Arizona State to win this game and to cover, it comes down to Cam Scataboo. But I like what Arizona State is going to be able to, what I think, do on the ground.
All right, and then we got the ACC Championship. And, Caroline, a lot of people will be tuned into this one. If Clemson wins, they're in the playoff. If they lose, then SMU is in and Bama is in. But again, if Clemson wins, then maybe it could be Bama, maybe it could be SMU. So give me your thoughts on who you like in the game, and then whether or not you think, even if SMU loses, that they're still going to be in the playoff.
I think SMU wins this game. It's really easy to trust Clemson because they've been in this position so many times. They've won 7 of the last 9 ACC championship games. But I like SMU for a couple of reasons. Cade Klubnik, and really just this Clemson team as a whole, but I think Cade Klubnik specifically, has been wildly inconsistent this season. He's had turnover issues. You know, last week against South Carolina, I think that was an incredibly frustrating loss, but he didn't do anything, I thought, to really elevate Clemson. The other reason why I think SMU is going to win this game is it comes down to Clemson's defense. Look at SMU, they're 28th in total defense and 21st in total offense. Clemson, on the other hand, is 8th in total offense, but 57th in total defense. Now, granted, SMU, those numbers could be inflated a little bit just based off of the teams that they've faced this season. They haven't faced the level of a strength of schedule that Clemson has, but I like ultimately SMU's offense to be able to kind of pick apart Clemson's defense that's been underwhelming, frankly, this season. But if SMU does in fact lose this game, which I wouldn't be surprised. I think 2.5 is right. I think that there's a fair argument either way for either of these teams to win this game. If SMU loses this game, I don't think that they get into the college football playoff. And frankly, I don't think that they should get into the college football playoff. Because if SMU can't beat a Clemson team that wouldn't have gotten into the playoff without a win in a conference championship game, then why should I believe that SMU should be in the playoff? If you can't beat a playoff team, and both of your opportunities this season, whether it was against BYU, that looked like a playoff team at the time, and that is not a playoff team now, and Clemson, that would not be a playoff team without a win in the ACC championship game, the two best teams you faced all season and you lose, and your strength of schedule is wildly lower than Alabama's, who would get in if SMU didn't, with a loss in the ACC championship game, I just don't think that SMU, frankly, has the resume or the strength of schedule that would elicit an opportunity to play for a national championship. And I understand not wanting to punish a team for being in the conference championship game. We've seen the committee do it before, albeit in a 4-team playoff. Georgia lost in the conference championship game and didn't get in. It's a different playoff structure. I totally and completely understand that. But when you have two opportunities to beat top 25 teams and you don't beat those teams, then why am I supposed to believe that you are one of the best teams in the country?
I think it's a fair argument. It's going to be interesting to see. I know SMU fans are just hoping they take care of business so they don't leave it in the committee's hands. It's going to be a great weekend of football. Caroline Fenton joining us here on Send It In. Make sure you give her a follow at CarolineFenton1 on X, and also check out her stuff, Yahoo Sports, SiriusXM, College Radio as well. Caroline, always appreciate the time. Enjoy conference championship week. We'll catch up again in the playoff. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Appreciate y'all. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Absolutely. Going to be a great time. All right, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. We got the PJ Pick 5 now in college football. And we will start with my favorite bet of the week during championship week. We've talked about it all week. I love Georgia. And they're giving us a +3 now against Texas. It was 2.5 all week. I think Georgia's going to win the game outright, but I still like them at +3 against Texas. Caroline talked about it. I've been talking about it all week. when you give Kirby Smart a week to play the underdog role and he gets to tell his team how much everybody thinks they suck, they beat this team in their house. They were up 23-0 at half, and yet they're still an underdog in this game. The Arch Manning angle is an interesting one because Georgia, that's the way you can beat them, is with a running quarterback, and certainly Arch does have some mobility. So Sark, going to be interesting to see maybe if he plays that chess piece at all throughout the game. I just like Georgia, though. That first matchup, they dominated. I don't think that was a fluke. I think Texas is good enough to win the national championship, but Georgia is a bad matchup for them. I'll take the Dogs, +3. I also like Penn State in the first half, +2.5 against Oregon. Don't want to touch this full game just because Penn State, can they get over that hump? Until they do, I'm not going to bet them in a big game for the full 60 minutes, but I will bet them in the first half. And it's also because Oregon, you look at their schedule this season, the three of the biggest games that the Ducks have played this year, Boise State, Ohio State, and the game at Wisconsin, Oregon was either trailing or they were barely winning in the first half of those games. They were losing to Boise and Wisconsin at half. They were up by one to Ohio State at halftime. So Oregon has gotten off to some slow starts a little bit. Of the SEC championship and the Big Ten championship, right? All four of those teams know that they're in the playoff. The team that needs to win the most is Penn State to prove it to themselves that they can win a game like this, that they can beat the top teams in college football. I expect a great start from Penn State. Their defense is awesome. And then as we start to get in that second half, I think they start to get a little tight, and maybe Oregon potentially could cover this spread, but I'll take the Nittany Lions in the first half. I also like UNLV, +4 against Boise State. These two teams played earlier in the year in Vegas. Boise won by 5. There wasn't a team in college football this year who faced Boise State that did a better job containing Ashton Jeanty than the UNLV Rebels. They were awesome. They held him to 3.9 yards per carry, which was his lowest this season. His second lowest was 4.8, and also his longest rush during that entire game was only 16 yards. The other lowest this season was 35 yards in a single game. UNLV did a great job of making Boise work their way down the field. The defense limited the explosive plays. They got a really good head coach in Barry Odom, who's a good defensive mind. I think they're going to be able to contain Jeanty again. They're going to force Boise to beat them through the air. This feels like a field goal game coming right down to the wire. I'll take the points with UNLV at +4. Tulane, 4.5-point favorites against Army will be our next bet. Talked about this one earlier in the week as well. Tulane beat Navy 35-0 on Senior Day in Annapolis, right? So you got to love that because Tulane clearly showed that they were able to handle the triple option, the wishbone. They're going to be facing that again this week against Army. Now, Army's a better team than Navy, and Carson Daly, their quarterback, is better than Navy's offense and their quarterback, Blake Horvath. But I think Tulane's defense, Tulane might be the best group of five team. They might be better than Boise or UNLV. Really solid on both sides of the ball. They're battle-tested. This line has been kind of going back and forth. It opened Tulane -4. Then it went up to 6. Now it's back down to 4.5. I'll take Tulane minus the points. And then finally, give me Clemson +2.5 against SMU. This game's going to come right down to the wire. Caroline mentioned Clemson has won 7 of the last 9 ACC championship games. I do think SMU is the better team, but man, is all the pressure on SMU in this game. Like, Clemson knows they have to win. There's no other option. They lose, they're out. So Clemson knows they have to win. SMU, it's just dangerous, you know, when you're going into a game and you know you have to win it, or do you leave it in the committee's hands? I feel like in the first year of the college football playoff, too, we might have a little controversy where it comes down to SMU or Alabama. So it's going to be interesting. I'll take Clemson. There's a lot of familiarity there. I think this is going to be one of the better defenses that SMU has faced all year, and one of the better offenses, too. Probably the best team that SMU has seen all year. I like Clemson better than BYU. So good test for SMU. Give me Clemson +2.5 against the Mustangs. All right, let's go to the PJ Pick 5 now. In the NFL, my 5 favorite bets in the National Football League for Week 14. We will start with the Atlanta Falcons +5.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. I really like Atlanta this week. It feels like this line should be 3.5 or 4. Arizona was 3.5-point dogs at Minnesota last week. Feels like the Falcons and Arizona are pretty comparable teams. Maybe Arizona's a half point better. Maybe this line should be 4, maybe 4.5. But I think 5.5, it's creeping up to 6 at some shops. I think Atlanta's the play, plus the points. The reason why this line keeps going up is the narrative around Kirk Cousins, right? Atlanta's dropped three in a row. Cousins has zero touchdowns and six picks in his last three games. He threw four picks against the Chargers, single-handedly lost them that game on Sunday. He looks old. He looks washed. People are calling for Michael Penix. All of this stuff is driving the line up. Cousins is going against his former team. It feels like this might be his last chance. Maybe Atlanta thinks about making a change to Penix to try and save their season. I would expect a good performance out of Cousins. Also, Minnesota, yes, they're 10-2 this season. The last month, though, they've been playing some teams close. They were fortunate to beat Jacksonville. The Tennessee game wasn't pretty. Chicago went to overtime. Last week, they needed a two-touchdown comeback to beat Arizona. So they've been hanging around with some teams. I think this is too many points. I'll take Atlanta. Also, give me the Chicago Bears plus four against the San Francisco 49ers. This is just a narrative play. For one, I mean, you look at San Francisco and it just feels like their season's unraveling on them, right? The way that the schedule has been the last couple weeks. Now McCaffrey and Jordan Mason are hurt. They got a number of injuries. Just doesn't feel like it's the Niners' year. But Matt Eberflus is finally gone for Chicago. And we see across sports when a team finally gets rid of a head coach, kind of that dead cat bounce that they call it. Team gets the extra lift, the extra juice from finally not having that guy in the locker room anymore. Don't you think it would just be, wouldn't it be justice for the Bears, who never won a road game on a Sunday under Matt Eberflus, in the first game on the road on a Sunday, Chicago goes into Santa Clara and gets the win? Kind of feels like it's going to happen to me. I'll take the Bears plus four. I would take some money line as well. On Monday night, give me the Cincinnati Bengals minus 5.5 against Dallas. Bengals are 4-8 this season. Their four wins are the Panthers, Giants, Browns, and Raiders. They've literally beaten four of the worst teams in football. They've also covered the spread in all four of those games. So not only the Bengals beating the bad teams, they're covering the spread. They're playing another bad team in Dallas on Monday night. Give me Cincinnati minus 5.5. I like the Chiefs minus 4 against the Chargers as well. Feels like a good buy low spot on Kansas City. Obviously, the Chiefs, this voodoo magic that they got going on, winning all these games that they shouldn't, barely squeaking it out. They've been terrible against the spread. I think this price, though, is a little short. People are already rooting for Kansas City to lose, because unless you're a Chiefs fan, you hate the Chiefs, right? Of course you do. They're so lucky. It's annoying. But now people see that they're not playing good football. They're still favored. They're going against a solid Chargers team. So everybody's betting the Chargers. Feels like a good buy low point, though, on Kansas City. The Chargers are dealing with some injuries, and the Chargers have been one of those teams. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. They can't beat the top teams in the NFL. I'll take the Chiefs minus 4. And then finally, the Carolina Panthers plus 12.5 against the Eagles. I just think this is too many points. Guys, Bryce Young's been playing good football over the last month. Carolina easily could be 4-0 in their last four games. They had the upset over the Giants. They had the upset over the Saints. They obviously took Kansas City down to the wire, lost that game by 3, and then went to overtime against the Bucks this past Sunday as well. Philadelphia coming off two important games against the Rams and the Ravens. Upcoming, they have the Pittsburgh Steelers. Feels like a nice little sleepy spot. Everybody telling Philadelphia all week how great they are, what a good team they have. Carolina plus 12.5. I think it's too many points this week against the Eagles. All right, let's go to PJ's props here for week 14 in the NFL. Kirk Cousins over 242.5 passing yards is my favorite prop of the week against the Minnesota Vikings. I mentioned it. It feels like kind of a last stand for Cousins. He's really got to play well. His teammates, it feels like they're losing confidence in him. Feels like the vibe around Atlanta right now is not good at all. He's going back to Minnesota. He's got a chance to stick it to his former team. I like over 242.5. Brian Flores, obviously a great defensive coordinator. Minnesota's defense was playing really good football at the beginning of the year. It feels like towards the end, though, they haven't been as great. Atlanta's offense still has all those playmakers. I'll go over 242.5 passing yards for Kirk Cousins against Minnesota. Next up, Geno Smith over 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus 100 against Arizona. Geno Smith in his career, especially when he's been in Seattle, is incredible when he's got a dome over his head. This season, Geno, 602 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception in 2 games at Atlanta and at Detroit in a dome. Last season, 7 touchdowns and 1 interception for Geno. And then the year before that, 5 touchdowns and no interceptions in 2022 for Geno when he plays indoors. He's great with the dome over his head. He's great in the dome, and he's playing in the dome this week in Arizona. Seattle's rolling, obviously. They're playing really good football. They've won three straight games. They beat this Arizona team a couple weeks ago. It's a close game to call. It's going to come right down to the wire, but I think Geno has a good day. I think he throws for two or more touchdowns. We'll take over 1.5 at plus 100. Next up could be Kyren Williams, over 69.5 rushing yards for the Bills. Kyren has been really good this season for the Rams, right? He scored a ton of touchdowns for LA this season. You look at this matchup against Buffalo, and their defense is very good. I think the one way you can attack them, though, is on the ground. Buffalo's kind of middle of the pack in the NFL this season in rushing. Going up against Kyren, I think the Rams are going to lean on him, not only so the Rams can possess the ball and it'll help them score, but so they can keep the Bills offense on the sideline as well. We'll go over 69.5 rushing yards for Kyren Williams. Think about what the Niners were able to do against the Bills before McCaffrey got hurt. I think the Rams might have some success as well. Patrick Mahomes, over 17.5 rushing yards against the Chargers. I think Mahomes is going to be able to run the ball a little bit in this game. The Chiefs are at their best when Mahomes is playmaking and he's scrambling around making plays. 12 rushing yards against the Chargers the first time around. I think he uses his legs a little bit more on Sunday. We'll go over 17.5 for Mahomes. And then Jamar Chase, over 77.5 receiving yards against Dallas. Really like this play for Jamar Chase. It feels like that number is way too low. Chase could easily go for 100-plus against the Cowboys. So lock that one in for Monday night. Jamar Chase, over 77.5 receiving yards. Also a promo for our friends at BetMGM tonight. We got a great game between Packers-Lions tonight. And if you want to bet a first touchdown, well, BetMGM's got a promo for you because we've all had our first touchdown. Bet Vulture to call back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. Jahmyr Gibbs, plus 450 tonight to score the first touchdown. How does it work? Well, you place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If a player scores the first touchdown, you win your bet. If your player scores the second touchdown, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's get to model making money. Lucy Burge going to make us some money here on Send It In. Lucy, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is the Knicks, minus 14.5 against the Hornets. The Knicks have covered in their last two games. One of those was 12 points against the Pelicans, and they have covered their last three spreads at home, including a 14.5 point spread. And the Hornets are coming off of failing to cover the spread and have failed to cover in three of their last six on the road. So the BetQL model loves the Knicks to cover minus 14.5 as a five-star play today.
All right, very good. Big number, but the model, no problem laying it with the Knicks. Also the Lions, Lucy, they're used to laying a lot of big numbers. Not the case tonight, though. We know you're betting Detroit, minus 3.5. Any props that you like tonight for the Lions-Packers game?
Yes, I do like my preseason MVP pick, Jared Goff, to go over 253.5 passing yards tonight. He has done this in two of his last three games with 269 and 412 in those two. So I think he can go over on this once again, over 253.5 passing yards tonight.
All right, very good. Lucy, what about on Sunday? Any plays that you like in any of the NFL games on Sunday?
Yeah, so speaking of big spreads, I'm looking at the Panthers to cover a double-digit spread here against the Eagles, plus 12.5. The Panthers have covered their last four spreads, and they almost upset the Chiefs and the Buccaneers in their last two games. The Eagles have failed to cover in three of their last four at home, so I like the Panthers to cover here against the Eagles this weekend.
I like it. All right, Lucy, then we got championship week in college football. I know your Miami Hurricanes aren't playing this week in the ACC. We got a lot of good games, though. Anything that you like?
Yes, I'm looking at Boise State against UNLV. Boise State minus 4. They are 11-1. UNLV is 10-2, and Boise State is 6-0 at home. So I like Boise State to cover minus 4 against UNLV.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there from Lucy in football tonight. Lucy, I know you'll be rooting hard for the Lions. It should be a great game. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, PJ. Go Lions.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys. Time to wrap the show here on Send It In. Our prop lock came through yesterday with Hunter Dickinson under 16.5 points. He finished with 6. That was never a sweat. Tonight, we're going with Amon-Ra St. Brown over 70.5 receiving yards against the Packers. Now, Amon-Ra's only had like 2 or 3 games this season where he's really gone off, where he's had over 100 yards receiving, but that's because the Lions are such a wagon that they haven't really needed Amon-Ra to do all that much. They just run the football, they get a lead, and they just keep on keeping on against the other team. Tonight, though, I think Green Bay is going to keep it close. I think Green Bay is going to win the game. I think the Lions are going to throw, and I think they're going to target Amon-Ra. I'll go over 70.5 receiving yards for Amon-Ra against the Packers. Dog of the day is going to be Green Bay, plus 3.5 against Detroit. I think they win the game outright. This is a stinky line, right? These two teams played about 3 weeks ago. The Lions were 2.5-point favorites in Lambeau. Now they're 3.5-point favorites. Doesn't feel like much has changed all that much. I'll take the Packers plus the points against Detroit. And then my best bet for tonight, we're going to the hardwood. College basketball, give me Penn State first half money line against Purdue. One of these fishy lines, right? You got a top 10 Purdue team on the road against Penn State. Penn State's small favorites. I'll just take the first half angle. I think Penn State, that home crowd there, getting revved up. Football team playing in the Big Ten Championship. Purdue's one of those teams. They're great on their home floor. You get them away from Mackey Arena, they're not quite the same team. Penn State first half money line, minus 115 against Purdue. Once again, our best bets for the day. Amon-Ra over 70.5 receiving yards tonight's our prop lock against the Packers. Green Bay is going to be our dog of the day, plus 3.5 against Detroit. And then Penn State first half money line, minus 115 against Purdue, is going to be our best bet of the day. Thanks again to Caroline Fenton, Lucy Burge for joining us on the show today. Guys, enjoy Conference Championship Week. It's going to be awesome. Enjoy the college basketball as well. Nick Ashew with you tomorrow to give out his favorite plays of the day. I will see you guys on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.